Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. I make this show for you, and I hope that you really enjoy it. I have a lot of people that ask me how they can support the show financially, and you can do that by heading over to patreon.com/preacherboys. You're going to get access to exclusive content, including early releases of episodes. I've got a couple episodes right now that have been released at least a month early over on Patreon. You've got access to things like unique merch, depending on what tier you join, and you get access to some behind the scenes content that I'm posting within the group. So head over to patreon.com/preacherboys and become a member over there today. Every single supporter helps make this show a little bit more possible, especially as I continue to add additional episodes and content every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get back to the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/try.
You didn't ever want to have sex with a 14-year-old little girl?
Absolutely not.
You sure?
You weren't I'm going sure. to.
Why are your legs shaking? Look, bro.
I don't know what's going on right now. What are these cameras? Where are they going?
We're asking you why you were on.
Don't worry about.
To a child.
I was not.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Welcome back to the Preacher Boys podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be covering yet another arrest of a ministry leader within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. But this case is a little bit different, considering the first confrontation with the predator was caught on camera.
For Fisher's Christian Academy teacher is facing several felony charges.
He's accused of child solicitation and sexual misconduct with a 15-year-old student. Before his arrest, 34-year-old Stephen Aon was confronted by a group that calls themselves Predator Hunters. As CBS4's Scarlett O'Hara reports, Aon has been accused of pursuing other minors online.
Court documents claim Fisher's police received an anonymous tip that Stephen Aon, a teacher here at Fisher's Christian Academy, behaved inappropriately with female students.
Detectives went to his house and first asked Aon about accusations that he pursued 13-year-olds over messaging apps. They say Aon called his online conversations with minors a curiosity. Detectives say they became aware about two separate past allegations about inappropriate behavior, one in Fisher's. Documents say he confessed to having a relationship with a 15-year-old student of his for at least a year. But in an interview with the victim, she said Aon forced her to touch him and that she was scared to tell anyone about it. Before speaking with detectives, Aon was confronted outside Fisher's Baptist Church by people who call themselves Predator Hunters. In a live stream, they told Aon they have evidence that he planned to meet up with a decoy posing as a 14-year-old.
I did nothing illegal last night.
You didn't?
I promise you, yes.
You didn't want to have sex with a 14-year-old little girl?
Absolutely not. Yep.
So this case, of course, is different, that there is footage of this confrontation. And I just want to say off the bat, and I mentioned this to the individuals that recorded it, this can be a very dangerous thing. Confronting predators, if you're not law enforcement, is a very dangerous thing. If you are law enforcement, it's still dangerous, of course, but there are things to mitigate those risks. And so I want to make clear just initially in the video before going into the footage, just be extremely careful. I think that the work that people who do this sort of thing is incredibly valuable. And we've seen arrests that have been made through these sorts of things. But I do think it's something to consider in terms of when you're aware of something going on. The instinct may be to approach. The instinct may be to go and confront yourself. But I would encourage and urge people who are going to go into a situation where there is a potential predator, or in this instance, it seems like a confirmed predator, whatever evidence you have, be extremely careful and try to stay extremely safe in these situations. And I just wanted to make sure I indicated that in the very beginning of this episode. And I will be playing through the footage and giving some commentary, so I have some additional thoughts in regards to how this was handled. But at the end of the day, I'm extremely glad that, one, this person was caught, that, number two, that the people who recorded this video exposed him, and the fact that they gathered evidence to do so. And I'm really glad that he was actually charged, because many times in these cases, there can be instances where a predator is confronted on camera, but then they get to walk away scot-free. And this is actually something, when I had my conversation with Chris Hansen, who of course has a lot of experience doing this, we had quite a conversation about it, where he talked about the need to partner with law enforcement and how a lot of times guys like this can get away. So I'm going to go ahead and play that really quickly. I see naysayers of what I do that go into, this is law enforcement, let them cover it. Why are you talking about it? Why are you sharing it? Where do you see that responsibility kind of end with you exposing versus let's step away from this and just wait for law enforcement to handle this?
Well, that's a very good question. And I'm not, I think I found the balance with the kind of proactive enterprise journalism that, that I practice. It is not vigilante.
Right.
I mean, you see some of these people on
YouTube. You're not
YouTube.
Turning the camera off when they get in the room?
No.
It's not dog the bounty hunter.
Burst
in the door.
Yeah. We are covering the commission of a felony, and we hold people accountable. And because of my years doing it, law enforcement across the board will collaborate. Mm. For the most part. I mean, obviously, look, there are big agencies that have bureaucracies that don't make it easy to do this, but right. We know which agencies to work with. It's not the vigilante thing where the guy does research, you know, finds a guy who's doing this and just jumps out of the bushes and makes 10 seconds of dramatic video. Yeah.
There's a lot of those guys.
There are a lot of those guys. And those cases are very difficult to prosecute. Mm-hmm. And so you get a guy who's done something bad who walks. Now, I'm not criticizing all of them. Some of them have done work that's led to prosecutions. Some are well-meaning. But more often than not, these vigilante groups are problematic for a lot of different reasons, including the fact that they're just out to get clicks and attention and,
sure.
and gain money. Now, I like clicks and attention,
yep.
and I like to have a commercial enterprise. I get it. But the way we do it is much different than the way some of these other guys do it.
Yeah.
There is plenty of room in society for citizen journalists
yeah.
and people who have podcasts and people who help solve crimes and create discussion and awareness. There's a whole industry onto itself of that. Mm-hmm. And that's good. Citizen journalists should have a voice. But it can go downhill quickly.
Yeah, sure.
If done irresponsibly. Yeah.
And so I wanted to just kind of, again, reiterate that. I think, again, this is very important work. I think this is something there is definitely a need for and a place for, because, again, law enforcement cannot find all of these people. There's not enough time for everybody to be digging into this and looking into these cases. But I want to say, just be extremely careful. If you're doing this type of work, which I think is necessary, needed, and I applaud the people who put together this situation, make sure you're doing it safely. These are people who, at the point of being exposed, have nothing to lose. There's no telling what the response will be, if things will turn violent, and it can get extremely messy really quickly. So if you're watching, if you do this sort of thing, please consider being careful and taking care of yourself and those around you. But please do continue to expose and shed light on these types of topics. I'm going to just play a couple quick clips. If you want to see the full footage that is being previewed here, You can head over to the New York Creeps Spotlight or to Sammy Joe. Those two channels are linked in the description of this video and podcast episode, so you can watch the entire clip. This is not intended to replace the clip. This is not intended to replace the over hour and a half long amount of footage that's on both of those respective channels. So definitely watch for yourself, draw your own conclusions from the footage. And at the end of the day, the most important thing about this story, of course, is that Stephen is behind bars. But let's go ahead and dive into the first portion of the confrontation. Again, this is just a small snippet. You can definitely go check out those full videos and watch every second of the videos like I did before putting this together.
Hey, Stephen. How are we doing?
How are you?
You don't mind if we have a talk over here?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your name?
Huh?
How do you pronounce
Steven.
Your name?
And this is in front of the church, just for clarity.
Yeah. You don't mind if we have a talk over here?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your name?
Huh?
How do you pronounce
Steven.
Your name? Stephen.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't know if it was Stephen or Stephen.
Sure, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Stephen.
What's this here?
So we're recording for our safety and yours,
okay.
So you can't say that we tried to harm you or you tried to harm us.
You come over here?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, what's this for?
So,
which I thought this was interesting that they would, his initial response to two people, you're in front of a church, two people approach you that you don't recognize. And his initial response is, hey, let's, you've got cameras, you're asking about different things. Let's go ahead and go over here. You want to take a walk over here? Because that seems like the opposite of what I would do in this situation and the opposite of what I would see most people in this situation do. But I have a feeling he knows why they're there. But that's just my opinion.
Are you on any dating apps?
I am not, no.
You're not?
Stephen,
uh-huh.
Be honest with us because we just didn't come here randomly.
Yes.
You understand this, right?
Yeah.
He is.
Do you understand what's going on now?
He is out of there.
What's going on? Explain to me. If you know what's going on, explain to me what's going on. Think about it. Think about it. Who you was talking to last night? All right. My name is FM.
And I'm Sammy
Joe. We run an organization, two small groups that catches online pedophiles.
Okay.
Do you understand where this is going? Okay.
It's set in. You can definitely see it set in.
Last night, who was you talking to?
I don't know.
Can we refresh in your memory?
What name did she give you? What was the name she told you?
I don't know. Do we see what we're talking about here?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. Boom.
Okay.
That face right there. So when I first saw this video, it was sent to me by somebody, and I was watching it and just seeing what it had to say. I hadn't looked up the name, hadn't looked up any potential charges that there were. But the minute I saw that face, I was like, he knows. He knows. And, you know, as is, I'll show later, like, he knew. There was some stuff going on.
You look like
in your car to come see her last night.
You was, apparently, but you had family issues, but you lied.
Okay.
Am I right?
Okay.
You want to talk like, come on, just be honest, man.
No one's ever looked more guilty.
You got Whisper on your phone,
Stephen,
right?
In this video.
What's that?
You have Whisper on your phone, right?
No, I have Whisper on my phone.
Bro, look, the more you lie,
yeah,
the higher my voice gets.
Uh-huh.
Do you want,
see all these people?
I mean, they're all wondering what's going on already.
Yeah.
So do you want to continue
nervous.
Down for a walk?
You're nervous, right? So you're going to stop bullshitting me?
Yes.
You seriously?
Yes.
All jokes aside, man. We're telling you, we just told you what's going on. Stop
but
playing stupid.
Right now.
Because we want to make sure that you can't go to the police and say that we harmed you. Mm-hmm. You could leave here and go black your own eye and then tell the police that we did it.
Okay.
Our footage.
And I will say this too, for Sammy Joe, and I'm kind of cutting between their two angles, but I really like how she's handling this situation specifically in terms of when she initially approaches him saying, I'm recording for your protection and for mine. That's a very professional way to handle it. I think here it's also very valid that in a situation like this, where you're dealing with someone who obviously has been lying to a lot of people, is at their, you know, has nothing to lose kind of moment. This is all very important things to communicate. Now, I do think the one thing I will say is I wish that in their confrontation with him, they had kept things very calm on their end, because again, this is something where it could have escalated more and more and more. Obviously, he's scared. He's in a position where he knows he's about to be exposed. I think there has to be a lot of care with how this approached, to where he doesn't try to run, it doesn't get violent, that sort of thing.
Is going to prove that that did not take place. Uh-huh. We're not violent. We just want to have a talk with you.
Okay.
So let's walk down here.
Oh, don't erase nothing, because I got everything screen recorded anything. Stephen, are you going to try to run? Don't do that.
No, I'm not running.
So let's just sit down and talk.
I mean, if we go back
here,
up there, they're all going to know, because we'll get loud.
No, yeah, really loud. The more you lie, the louder my voice gets. I'm trying to be cautious.
Yeah,
I don't think this is wise. I think this is a dangerous thing. I think the most important thing is to move closer to the church, to get someone in leadership from the church, and police should be on their way at this point, because I think this puts potential for a really bad situation.
Lady.
No, I understand.
So last night, I'm going to ask you a question. Uh-huh. You're a church man, uh-huh, right? Holy man, right? What was so illegal last night when you were talking?
I did nothing illegal last night.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
You didn't want to have sex with a 14-year-old little girl?
Absolutely not.
You sure?
You weren't going to.
Why are your legs shaking?
Look, little girl.
I don't know what's going on right now. What are these cameras? Where are they going?
We're asking you why you were online talking to a child.
I was not.
You were.
I don't know what's going on with these cameras. Bro, who are you?
Did you talk to her on the phone last night?
I don't know who. No. I don't know who.
You sure? You're just lying again.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Who are you?
We just told you.
There's a second part here. So this section is when, after they've been talking with him, Stephen just keeps going back to, who are you? What's going on? This is when leadership from the church approaches. And specifically, one of them is Todd Falk, I think is how you pronounce it. Todd, F-A-L-K. He's the pastor at Fisher Baptist Church. And he comes in to go check out the situation.
You know what's going on, sir? How you doing? My name is FM. I'm from New York Police Spotlight. We run an organization that catches online pedophiles.
And look, I want to say too, I don't want to sound like I'm at all. I my concern, and I messaged the guy that runs the Creep FM page and just told him, like, I echo what police later tell him in the video, like, bro, be careful. Like, these guys are super unpredictable. But I do think too, like, when the pastor comes out from the church, this is when you go, we've got the data, because you have evidence on your side. You've got screenshots. You've got all this information. This is when it's, how you doing, sir? This is what we're doing. Here's what we found. Here's the evidence. But it puts, you can see the other guy, I don't know who the guy is next to the pastor. It puts him on this defensive mode where you've got two people you don't recognize who are now saying these things, and you're trying to parse out what's going on. This is where keeping a level head can help move things along in a really productive way.
I want to know what's going on, sir. How you doing? My name is FM. I'm from New York Creep Spotlight. We run an organization that catches online pedophiles. Right today, Stephen over here wanted to engage in sexual activities with who? With a child.
I don't know what. No, that is false.
Sir?
I don't know.
Is this him, sir?
Yes, sir.
It's extremely satisfying, I will say, seeing someone get called out on this stuff.
We'll just move back away from us, please. Give us some space. I'm going to show him evidence.
Can you back up, please?
Okay?
What are these?
How did I get your name?
We've already told you multiple times what the cameras are for.
This is what he's doing, okay? This is a chat log.
Sir,
between he thought
like
it was a little girl.
This is great. This is great here going, this is what he's doing. Here's the chat log. Here's what's taking place.
No? Okay. You wouldn't like to. You don't want to know about someone.
Oh, she was 13 years old.
You don't
right?
want to know about someone trying to have sex with
what
a minor.
Are talking about? Hold on a second.
I mean, you have a preschool attached to your hold church.
On. Valid concerns.
Him.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
You're listening
okay,
to
okay.
him.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I
see
this? Yeah, you could. Be my guest.
You should maybe call the police out here.
Yes, you're going to all go to call the police.
Because if you don't, we are.
13 years old is disgusting. You wanting to have sexual relations with a 13-year-old?
I don't
is
know
disgusting.
What is going on. I don't.
We're
no,
telling
we're
you.
We're telling you. Stop playing stupid.
We're telling you.
Stop it. I don't got your first and last name for no reason. We did not just come up here to have coffee with you. You understand this? What you did was very illegal. I have multiple arrests and convictions. You understand? Is it sinking in?
Now
is it marinating? Okay. Because I'm going to lower my voice now, right?
Yeah.
No more lies?
Please.
No more lies. You're a church man, right? Stop it. Stop it. Because you're looking kind of dumb in front of your peers.
So here's a question for you. Are you currently experiencing some issues with your family?
Oh, that was a lie.
Are you going through some things with your family?
That was a lie.
Your mom or your grandma or someone?
That was a lie, right?
How would we know that? How would we know that?
But you know what?
It doesn't happen.
You know what? The chat logs speak for him.
No, you can't speak for him.
This is not your business.
Like, my instinct was
exactly.
Like, church leader would be like, my instinct as church leader would be like, let's get to the bottom of this, not...
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wouldn't necessarily be worried about legal advice first.
Can speak. Exactly.
Okay,
no, exactly.
I'm just saying, you are not police authority.
Of course.
No, but this...
And I do really like, I will say, I don't know anything about the pastor. I'm not endorsing the pastor. I'm sure every time I say, oh, I'm glad this pastor is doing the right thing, someone sends me an article or something or a something about them. But I do really appreciate the way the pastor seems to be very quiet, going through just reading the chat logs, trying to figure this out, even though other people are coming out, you know, and spouting off and like trying to elevate the situation. I like that he's actually really trying to get to the bottom of this, at least from the clip. It seems like that's his intent. And I think that's encouraging in a lot of ways.
No. I understand. I actually encourage people to capture sexual.
You can erase all of that. Don't worry about it.
But you, I'm not erasing anything. You need to have some more authority. You guys,
no, we don't need authority.
You could do this yourself.
We do this all over.
Go ahead.
But you're bombarding him.
I don't care. How did he feel about trying to have sex with a
13-year-old little girl? That could have been your daughter.
What if it was your granddaughter?
Put your finger down. Piece of finger down.
Exactly.
You understand public and private, right? You're on my side now.
Would you like to know what's going on?
He's selling the food.
I can share with everybody.
You're bringing accusations.
This is where I think
the chat log beat.
Look at his dumb ass.
The chat log beat.
Now I'm going to get disrespect. Look, we are live. He's live on YouTube.
On two channels.
Yes.
Go ahead. Thank you. Girl. Call the police while you do that, sir.
Yeah, call the police.
Be a con citizen. Come on, please. Sir.
Yeah, we should call the police here.
You can hear the pastor off to the side going, "Steven, what's going on?" I really do. I really appreciate how he handles the situation.
Y'all so much. Call the police. As much as he can.
I don't have to whisper.
Would you let him look in your phone?
Come on down, sir.
Yes.
Will you let him look in your phone?
See, I love. He goes, yes. He reaches in his pocket.
Deleted it.
And then he says, yes, I would let the pastor look at my phone. He takes it out of his pocket. And then after a second, he just figures everyone forgot it, which is interesting. I don't know why it wasn't brought up again by anybody. But then he just slowly puts it back in his pocket and never shows him anything.
He stood there and fucking deleted it.
I didn't delete it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I
stood there and watched you.
Back in the pocket 2 seconds later. That's so funny.
Yes. Will you let him look in your phone after you just stood there and deleted it?
I didn't delete it.
You just stood there and fucking deleted it.
I didn't delete it.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I stood there and watched you. That's why there's two of us. What he don't see, I do.
Okay. I didn't delete anything.
Yeah, you did. We watched you. All 200 of us.
What are you saying? What can I see? I'm just trying to see what this is saying. I'm not going to mess with anything, okay? Because I want to get
Stefan, no going nowhere, Stefan. Police are coming.
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, you do know.
We talked to you on the phone. What part don't you get?
Are you playing stupid now?
We all talk to you on the fucking phone.
Are you playing stupid now, Stephen?
I'll talk to you any way I want. How did you talk to a child?
No, 13 years old, you wouldn't have sex with a 13-year-old child.
How'd you talk to a child?
And honestly, this is something, this is where I kind of go, yeah. For him specifically, he's in no place to be like, please don't talk to me like that. Because again, I understand, like, when you see some of the stuff these guys say, the anger that these two individuals are feeling is incredibly valid. Again, I think the goal in these situations should be to de-escalate until law enforcement arrives. Law enforcement, I would hope, would already be there in situations like this. But it is, again, it's always funny when, like, people are worried about profanity or name calling when, you know, there's literally a pedophile standing in front of them, you know, or when there's a pedophile on the premises or they're a pedophile themselves.
What's the child log say?
Liar.
Look at Tamaz and tell me what they say.
So, sir, what's going to happen
tell me what they say.
Is we're going to turn this over to police,
yeah, yeah, right?
And we're going to let them investigate.
She does a good job, too.
And do their job.
He shouldn't be around kids.
At all. Okay.
13 years old? Disgusting.
I would not.
Just saw it.
I would never.
You want to see the child log?
He just saw it.
Let's look to his phone number now. Look, we're going to move to your phone number now. Steven!
I love that he uses what this actual phone number.
Stephen!
Dummy.
Oh my God.
What that number is, AKA Anon. What is that?
That's where look she saved your name in the phone so she knows who she's.
Look at him looking at the pastor like, do you buy this? Are you buying what I'm saying?
That's where she saved your name in.
All right, do you believe what I'm lying about right now? Look at the fear, the terror in his eyes.
Oh my God.
What that number is, AKA Anon. What is that?
What is that? What is that?
That's where she saved your name in the phone so she knows who she's talking to.
Look, is that you?
That is.
Oh, you don't know who this person is?
I don't know how they got all this. What
you
is
gave
that?
It to them.
Who's that?
The fuck you mean?
Stephen.
How would we have
how
gotten it?
How dare you disrespectful and lie? What? I know you want to knock my phone out, but you can't. It's irking, right?
Hurry, you
it's
forgot itching. To delete that part, right? Hurry. Guess what? It. They can get in that phone and get it. That's right. That's right.
They know what we do out here, Nancy.
Can I get back to you?
Willis, can we go over
here? No. Thank you.
Well, this is evidence.
So you can't walk with it. Yeah, this is evidence.
We want to know what the truth is. Okay?
You seen the truth?
You've seen it.
Okay.
Okay. So, in your opinion, is he lying or who's?
Well,
are we lying?
I don't know you. Okay.
Okay, so of course not. And, I don't know you.
But I do want to know what the truth is.
You just saw it.
We will get to the bottom
of
this.
Steve,
we
will. Exactly. Sure. How do I know your name?
I don't know.
Stephen, how do I got pictures of your phone?
I don't
know. How do we know about your personal life?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know who you guys are.
Because you told her.
I don't know who you guys are.
You told her.
I don't have Whisper. I don't, cannot delete.
How do we got your phone number? How do we have your phone number?
Put your name on a random hat. That's what
I
know.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, do me a favor. Go to New York Crew Spotlight on YouTube right now.
Uh-huh.
Go do it right now. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
don't worry. No, I'm asking you to do it. It's for a reason.
So what we're going to do... If
we're waiting for police if someone's calling. Is he calling?
Are you calling police?
Yes. Yeah, so let's go over here.
Absolutely.
And then here's the final part I'm going to show here. It's about 2 minutes. This is just in the parking lot talking with the pastor about the situation.
Well, how long have you been talking to him?
Since last night.
Oh, this just happened last night? Last
since
night.
Yesterday.
On Whisper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Am I correct? Look at me, man. It's eye to eye. Why you can't lie?
I'm looking at you.
So what? So look at me.
So
tell me
my question
mind.
Is, what was in the discussion? I didn't see all the discussion.
Oh, he wanted to have sexual relations with a 13-year-old little girl. He wanted to hook up last night.
It's incorrect.
He was going to come and pick her up.
So was
he actually got in his car to drive and come pick her up.
When?
And took a photo of the dash as he was coming to prove that he was coming.
Last night?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Where was he going to meet?
Oh, in Anderson. We're right in Anderson.
Where was you supposed to meet her in Anderson?
Google it, right? Remember that? Google it, bitch.
It's in
remember
his
that?
Phone.
He remembers that. Look, Google it, bitch, right? Oh.
Yeah, remember when he said Google it, bitch, and you were like, wait, what? A 13-year-old speaking to me like this?
So this is the first time you've had contact with him, or?
Well, first time you ever met.
Besides that?
No, I'm sorry, the with the conversation.
We've never met him before.
But I'm just saying on the conversation, I mean, how is it that you got
we put it,
on
we put
a conversation?
It, we, put in, we, put a, we put someone up online and we leave it there and they come to us.
Okay.
We don't hit them up.
So where is this? Will you put
his
them
was
up
on Meet 24.
Okay, Meet 24.
No, Whisper.
Oh, Whisper. This was on Whisper.
Whisper 24.
Okay. And not 23.
Now, what is it? I don't know what.
It's, they're dating app.
I'm sorry?
They're dating app.
Okay, Whisper is a dating app.
It's an app on the phone. You download it on your phone.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that.
Who's he on the phone with?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand.
Okay, so,
and again, she's doing a great job explaining all this, which is...
Okay,
so what happens
is that
you can go into Google
Play Store. And then police is if you are watching this, I encourage you to go check out the full video and just see how this all plays out. And even law enforcement, I think they did a really good job. You know, the first officer that came out was pretty salty in the way he handled it. And then I think there was like certain police officers who, again, were on board with them exposing it. There were some that felt like they were too. So again, everyone will have different opinions about how the situation's handled. But definitely go check out those full videos to see kind of this play out in real time.
Type in dating apps. All these apps will pop up.
Mm-hmm.
His app that was downloaded was called Whisper.
Okay.
So what happens is we make a post and we leave it there. They come and they respond to that post. They either comment on the post or they come to the inbox and start messaging.
Okay.
He came to the inbox and started messaging. Okay. Then they had, after the...
Now, what was the post saying? Or
I don't recall. It was a decoy that did it.
Okay.
So he responded to that. Then they moved him out of the Whisper app and into texting. That's how we got his phone number.
Okay.
He agreed to move out of Whisper and to text this person with his phone number.
Okay. So then they were texting...
Okay.
With his number?
How you doing?
I mean, you saw right there.
Well, I didn't see the number. I just saw the texting going back and forth. That's what I was trying to figure out. What
he claims it was his number.
What? No, I didn't. I don't know what's going
it's
on.
It's in the phone.
Again, is there any sweeter pleasure than seeing these guys get busted? So I was sent that video. I watched through it. And then, as far as whether or not the information they had was valid, just check out this article. So this article comes from wishtv.com. It's for Channel 8 in Indiana. And it kind of gives a breakdown of what's happened since this video was recorded. And again, I'm so thankful that he was exposed by this group and that they the way that they handled with the decoy, collecting evidence and everything obviously paid off. So let's go ahead and work through what has happened in the aftermath of this video. It says, and this is from October 4th, 2023, a Fishers Christian Academy teacher is facing several charges after officers say he dated an underage student while at the school. Stephen Aon, 34, started working at the academy in 2019. Court documents say Aon is currently on administrative leave. I do think this is interesting because in the news coverage before that, they said he was fired. But again, you know, obviously, if he didn't do anything and he's proven innocent, which, that's up to the school's discretion or any business, same thing, up to the discretion if they take them back. But I think it's safe to say he doesn't have a job security right now. A probable cause affidavit obtained by News 8 says an anonymous tip sent to the Fishers Police Department on September 26th informed them of Aon's relationship with the student and his behavior with female students. Officers also learned that on September 24th, Aon was allegedly confronted by people at his church regarding inappropriate online conversations with a 13-year-old. Aon was also accused of being inappropriate with students while teaching in California, court documents say. Investigators spoke with Aon at his home in Noblesville on September 27th. Court documents say during the conversation, Aon admitted to the relationship with the student at the academy. He also confessed to having inappropriate conversations over the anonymous social media app, Whisper, but, quote, knew the person wasn't really a 13-year-old, end quote. That's so funny. Like on Chris Hansen interviews, which I've watched so much Chris Hansen over the last several years, but something that comes up all the time is that, like, they knew it wasn't really a 13-year-old. So I'm like, well, then why would you have the conversation with someone you know is pretending to be a 13? It's just a dumb argument to protect yourself. Aon admitted to detectives he'd been in a relationship with a 15-year-old for 12 to 18 months. He was the student's direct teacher and volleyball coach, court documents say. Investigators learned that Aon would speak with the student over WhatsApp, text messages, and FaceTime. He also said that the student would allegedly send him inappropriate pictures, but not nudes, and they would touch each other discreetly in public. I want to say this too, just as a little adjacent side path to this conversation. This is something I get messages all the time from schools and churches and, you know, leaders in those types of environments that are saying, what are some things we can do to protect students? And look, there's cameras and background checks and like all of these things that can potentially cost, you know, a good amount of money. They're important. You know, there's resources, there's books I can recommend, but like basic stuff like this, where like teachers shouldn't be texting students. Like that should be a thing where if you are caught texting a student, that's a warning. If you're caught texting a student again, and let me be clear, if you're caught texting innocently, like if a teacher is saying, hey, see you in class tomorrow, or hey, here's your homework assignment, teachers should not be texting minors, period. They should be going through other adults to communicate with students. There should not be any, like the teacher should not have the student's phone number, period. I think that is something that is so dangerous that it leaves the door wide open. And definitely should not be FaceTiming outside of school and all those sorts of things. He also said that the student would allegedly, I mentioned this already, court documents say Aeon told officers that someone at his church confronted him regarding the relationship with the student sometime in 2021 and told him to stop. So this is like, this is frustrating. This is the stuff that is infuriating, is that Stephen started working in 2019 and then he was confronted in 2021, 2 years ago, by somebody within the church who told him to stop. This is the stuff that's annoying, and this is the stuff where, like, there's absolutely no reason for this to be going on. He should not have been there. He should have been kicked out. Police should have been contacted then, but instead it took until this got worse and worse and worse. And look, when did the actual relationship be admitted to? 12 to 18 months. And these are things that have been happening long after. So after investigators spoke with the student, they confirmed relationship with Aeon. Officers confiscated Aeon's electronic devices and asked him to cease all communication with the student. And according to court documents, the student told detectives that Aeon was her English teacher during his first year of teaching at Fisher's Christian Academy in 2019. She was in sixth grade at the time. She said during Aeon's third year of teaching in 2021, he began flirting with her and texting her privately. The student also told officers that though she did not consent to his behavior, Aeon threatened her and told her that he would place the blame on her if she didn't comply. That's apparently a direct quote from Aeon. Investigators also learned from the student that Aeon would send her inappropriate photos of himself and told her to not believe anything she was told when allegations regarding their relationship arose. Aeon was held at the Hamilton County Jail with a $250,000 bond and is facing the following felony charges. Number one, dissemination of harmful material to minors. Number two, child solicitation. Number three, child seduction. Number four, sexual misconduct with a minor. Number five, promotion of child sex trafficking. And number six, vicarious sexual gratification. A court date is set for December 14th. I will keep you posted definitely as more information arises from this case. Again, I encourage anyone who's watching this to go watch the entire video of the confrontation and to look into additional coverage of this story for yourself. But for now, that is all I'm going to be covering in today's episode. Again, you can check the link in the description of this episode for links to the New York Creep Spotlight and to Sammy Joe to watch the full unedited videos of this capture. Again, big kudos to them for catching him. Again, I hope that they are extremely careful going into future cases and that more of these guys can safely be brought to justice. And again, check the description of this video as well to subscribe to the Preacher Boys newsletter so you can see roundups of stories like this each and every week. I do my best to keep you informed, and I look forward to seeing you again in future episodes of the podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.